A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Entering Jericho, Jesus passed through the city. There was a man there named Zacchaeus, the chief tax collector and a wealthy man. He was trying to see what Jesus was like, but being small of stature, was unable to do so because of the crowd. He ran first on in front, then climbed a sycamore tree, which was along Jesus' route, in order to see him. When Jesus came to the spot, he looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, hurry down. I mean to stay at your house today." Zacchaeus quickly descended and welcomed Jesus with delight. When this was observed, everyone began to murmur, "He has gone to a sinner's house as a guest." Zacchaeus stood his ground and said to the Lord, "I give half my belonging, Lord, to the poor. If I have defrauded anyone in the least, I pay that one back fourfold." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, for this is what it means to be a child of Abraham. The Son of Man has come to search out and save what is lost." In today's gospel, we hear the story of Zacchaeus, who to us might be a rather comical figure. And just imagining trying to think of a well-dressed man, a rich man, climbing a sycamore tree. But to the Jews, he was despicable, a traitor to his own people because he was a tax collector. In other words, he was a Jew hired by the Roman government to collect the taxes of his fellow Jewish countrymen. But Zacchaeus didn't just go to the office each day, sit at a desk adding up money or sending out bills. Rather, he spent much of his day at the center of town, in the marketplace, and in the neighborhoods, being the ears and eyes of the Roman government, finding out who was making money and how much money they were making. So Zacchaeus could levy a tax on them. And whatever Zacchaeus received over and above the actual amount his Jewish colleagues owed the Roman government for taxes, Zacchaeus got to keep for himself. Zacchaeus supported a corrupt system that kept his own people in bondage because it was the Jewish tax money that paid for the swords and shields and military salaries of the Roman armies. Jewish tax money also helped pay for the prisons that held any Jews who might rebel against the Roman authorities or their tax collectors. That alone would be enough for the Jewish people to consider Zacchaeus a traitor, but to add insult to injury, Zacchaeus made his living off the excess tax money. And it must have been a good amount of money because in the gospel it says Zacchaeus was a rich man. He might have been short in stature, but he's a very powerful man. He might have been short in stature, but there was more than height that blocked his vision. He lives a comfortable life. There's nothing material he really needs. But something is lacking in his life, and it stirs a restlessness within him. Eventually, he's not as comfortable as he might first appear, at least to those on the outskirts of Jericho. Because when he sees Jesus and hears him, he runs ahead of the crowd, and he climbs a tree. Nothing could stop him. Not the cold backs of his countrymen who surrounded Jesus so he couldn't get through the crowd. Not even his own shortness of height kept him away from Jesus. What a scene it must have been. Zacchaeus out on a limb. Jesus looking up. Zacchaeus looking down. Who's going to break the silence? Who's going to be the first one to speak? It can't be Zacchaeus. He's too much in need. Besides, what could he say in his own behalf? But Jesus is never at a loss for words when someone comes speaking. Jesus breaks the silence, and his words are words of mercy. Jesus doesn't ask for an apology or excuses. He only asks for hospitality. Come down, Jesus says. I want to stay in your house today. Mercy speaks, and mercy's voice opens new possibilities for Zacchaeus. Mercy speaks, and what seemed like a dead-end life shifts in a totally new direction. Jesus speaks, and a holy restlessness drives a powerful man out on a limb, where he begins to see life from another point of view. And divine mercy speaks to us too today. We don't have to climb a tree to see Jesus or hear his words. We've already heard them in the gospel. And divine mercy speaks to us right here, wherever we are, and offers us the same invitation as Jesus offered Zacchaeus. I want to stay in your house today. Divine mercy wants to make a home in us today. We, like Zacchaeus, don't have to make apologies for where we are or where we've been. We don't have to make up excuses for our faults or failures. All we have to do is say yes, and God will take it from there. But be careful. Think hard before you take up Jesus's offer and request him to spend the day. For this divine guest has the power to change lives, to renew hope, and to help us see life from a different perspective. Because if we accept divine mercy, it means we must enflesh that mercy and be mercy to others, as Zacchaeus did in the gospel. Zacchaeus' response was, "Lord, I give half my belongings to the poor. If I have defrauded anyone in the least, I pay that one back fourfold."